What is this thing called?
Pop, 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 pop. It's up at lunch.
Guys. Because you don't. Because you live with your girlfriend.
I guess so.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's good.
I wouldn't.
Well, I gave you one right in the wheelhouse, and you like.
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah, right in the wheelbarrow. And like, with a ground ball.
What? Dude, I'm not. I mean,
ground
I'm,
ball?
Or a pop fly. Hit it out of the park, man.
What? What should I say?
I don't know. I wanted to show some restraint and some couth.
I think you can show couth.
Ugh, show me your couth. Your couthy?
I don't know, like, uncouth? Is the opposite of couth, right? So if you have
right.
Let's just go get a six pack.
Budweiser? That'll fill you up.
Not Budweiser.
Guinness?
We'll get something good. We'll go like Whole Foods or something. Get something from Belgium.
Get
something.
Ripped out of the party lot and then come back to work. That'd be a great idea.
Luke said there's a bunch of beer in the fridge over there.
Again? Did they restock? You okay? Hit myself. So violent.
It's Fight Club!
We're cool with punching yourself. Don't talk about punching yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't checked. I mean, I can check the fridge. I just assume that there's, there's 40 beers.
It
I'm
used
not
to be.
Going
to
the room.
Not anymore.
Really?
Well, yeah, they got weeded out. By certain individuals who were up here a lot. For a long time. Not me.
Just like hot pockets.
Yeah. Eric Lucas brought me a couple one time and put them in my cube. I was like, dude, please don't do that again. Because, yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
He's like, so Chad, we're going to have a talk.
Yeah. So I see you've been bringing beers to work. And I was like, no.
It's not mine. It's not mine. Now, Chad.
Are we going to have an intervention too?
That'd be fun. Schedule a meeting. Send out a little meeting request. Intervention for so and so. Oh, okay. And they don't send it to
drink be sent. Everybody here can drink except you.
Punch him.
That's kind of how I thought it was going to be when they were having the pre-layoff mini meetings. Like, where I was like, hey, can you come here or something? So I followed him. And I was like, is this an intervention?
Yeah.
It's time to go, guys.
You've been working, and now you're not going to be anymore.
Time to go wash my car. Alright, I bought these special diapers. He washes.
What?
Not the plastic one. Diaper cloth.
Oh.
You know what time it is, Luke?
Oreo time?
Yes. Peanut butter Oreo time.
Peanut butter
Oreo
time?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got...
You have peanut butter Oreos?
You've got peanut butter Oreo?
No,
it's like peanut butter jelly time, except peanut butter Oreo.
Okay.
But where's the peanut butter? Not
there
in the
no
Oreo.
Peanut butter.
But how can it be
there's
peanut butter
Oreo.
And Oreo time without peanut butter?
Double stuffed Oreo time.
It's not
double
stuffed.
Single stuffed Oreo time.
Oh.
No.
What?
I will pass. I need more than one. To
you take two.
I have like
tell him
half
two.
Of those.
He can add, Luke can have mine.
Two.
Luke can have mine.
There you
can
go.
Has his.
But he only
we
eat
only
two?
Said two was a tease.
Would you like a second one, Chad?
No, I'm okay. Thank
one.
You.
Here,
can
you
Luke
can
have
my two.
His second?
I'm okay.
I don't want.
Well, how many do you want, Luke?
Okay, you're kidding me, right?
Just freaking eat them and quit whining.
There's two. Two's good.
I can't. I don't want to eat Oreos unless I'm gonna eat a whole sleeve.
That's like 10 million% more than you'd have. I can give them to you.
Yes, that is true.
Never give anything to Luke. Never appreciate
because
it.
Because zero times anything is that.
Oreo all over me too.
It's that funny square root math you were talking about on your blog.
You could have put those in your stir crazy.
I don't accept gifts well. I'm very appreciative.
But you'll whine and and bitch about getting them, and then when somebody offers it to you, you're like, meh.
What do you mean? What
all right, yeah.
What was
okay.
I whining about?
Thank you for the Oreos.
You bring enough Oreos for everybody?
Just kidding.
Yeah, sure. I wish I got
Well, I don't bring dessert every day.
Man, I don't think I got enough hot dogs. I should probably get another one, but I don't want to go through that long.
Hey.
You can have mine. It's like, I don't know. Well, I'm just quit bitching about it. Alright. Man, it's so good.
No, I'm lucky I didn't get one.
Just pack one.
Then you would have
this
extra hot dog.
I didn't have an extra hot dog.
You would have.
No, I would have eaten.
We had to go to 7-Eleven and get a slurp beer.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. Did I tell you about Mike Wolf last week, whenever you were...
Last week?
Yeah, like for Bix on Friday.
Okay.
And he like came into the... He like pulled up into the parking lot at like 7:40. And I got all excited because I thought it was
you.
Oh,
right.
I was like, wow, Jeff's early, awesome. So I was like, yeah, way to go, Jeff. And he like gets out of his car and starts looking at me like, what the hell's the matter with you?
Usually,
yeah. I was like, yeah, Jeff, all right. And then it was like him, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, whatever.
One time I came to work at 7:30 for Bix. I'm like, where the hell is everybody?
Yeah,
like, and you called me. I called you. It's like, where are you guys? Are you guys coming to Bix or what? I'm like, I'm here. It's like 7:30.
He
like,
calls me, yeah, just complaining that you guys are so late. What is up with this? What time do we meet? And I'm like, we always meet at 7:45. We've never met at any other time.
So literally, I have no idea what time we meet.
You know.
Like, oh, are you guys? Are you guys coming? Are you guys coming?
I didn't get up here early. Not to go to Bix.
So you get here on time. I didn't get here on time.
Oh, yeah, on time. That's right. I didn't get here on time for us not to go to Bix. It's like, dude, chill out. We're supposed to show up at 7:45. Like, when do we start meeting at 7:45? It's like, we always been meeting at 7:45. Oh, all right, bye.
I was pulling in the parking lot, too. I got there a few minutes early, so it was like 7:35.
It was weird. I don't know. Like, that one day.
Time shifted by a quarter of an hour.
Seriously.
Yeah, something is like really messed up. I hate when that happens. Like you wake up and you see the clock and you're like, I'm really late for class or something. I remember in college, like I'd wake up in this panic sometimes because like, oh no, I'm really late. And you're like, wait, no, it's at 10:15, not 9:15. Oh, I
I've gotten up like 15 minutes before the alarm goes off. And when I wake up and I don't hear the like radio on, I'm like, oh, crap, I must have slept all the way through the whole entire alarm cycle where it ends up shutting off after 2 hours. And so I think I'm like super ridiculous late. And then by the time my eyes like
focus,
the pupils actually open, even though I've opened my eyelids, like then I look it over the time and it's like 5 minutes until the alarm is supposed to go off. I'm like,
one time my freshman year, I went to sleep. Like I had 8 o'clock classes every day, so I had to get up really early. And my roommates were like joking around, just like jabbing when I went to sleep. And then I like woke up. Thought it was time to be awake, and I was like, man, they're still awake, shooting the shit. Okay, and I like went and took a shower, did my whole thing. And I was like, you guys still up? They're like, dude, it's only like 2 a.m. And I was like, no, it's not. It's 7 a.m. No, dude, it's 2 a.m. I was like, no, it's not. And I figured it out. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I fell asleep last night. Like at 8, just watching TV, and I get up and I'm like, oh, it's time to go, whatever. Why is it dark still outside? And I look over, it's like 12 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, a.m. Yeah. I've done that. Like, when I was in elementary school, I'd come home after school, like, it would be 3 o'clock or whatever, go to sleep, and then wake up at 7. I'm like, oh my god, 7, gotta go to school, or something like that, get ready, and like, going to everything, and like, what's on TV? What happened to like all the cartoons? Just like, prime time. Like, oh, 7, 7 p.m. I haven't even had dinner yet. Like, I slept for like three or four hours. It was weird, and it's like, pretty much the rest of the day was done.
I had this dream last night. My friend, hi, IME, and so he's like, hey, whenever you get married, can I wear a Star Trek uniform to the ceremony? I was like, sure. But as long as you wear, you can only wear an Enterprise or Next Generation or Enterprise Era one. He's like, okay, I'll get a blue one, because I'll be the guy who always dies in 5 minutes. Alright, okay. And then last night I had this dream that the Gap was selling Star Trek uniforms.
Sweet.
And like, oh, this one's Picard, how do we get this one?
I had a dream about snakes.
Snakes!
A really big snake. Like, really, really big. I'm talking like,
really
10 feet across, like, you know.
really, really big. And then and I was like, why aren't you guys going to kill it? It was like down in this hole. And I was like, whoa, that's a huge snake. Man, why are you guys going to... And I was like, talking to somebody, I guess, who's in charge. I was like, man, you, shouldn't you like kill it or catch it or something? Like, eh. But it's really big and it's going to get out and it's going to like hurt somebody. And they're like, ah. And I'm like, and then it comes out and it's like terrorizing everyone.
Who's not going to see a 10-foot snake coming?
Like, shouldn't you do something about it? Hold on.
Did you hear about that? It was in some suburb around here. Like, some mom found, they just moved into this house, and then she found a snake in the, like, a constrictor snake in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
And, like, the dog was, like, barking at it and stuff, and she figured out what it was, and she, like, told her kids to get out of the house. But, like, yeah, snake could probably paw on your kids.
It would have to be pretty huge, I mean...
I don't remember what it was. I don't think... It wasn't like an anaconda or a python or something.
There was a whole snake army outside waiting for the kids.
There are a lot.
So they sent one in for a decoy.
That's the scout. That's the point man. Or point snake, if you will. There's a ton of constrictor snakes that... I mean, like rat snakes and corn snakes and that kind of stuff that are all over, you know, this kind of area because of all the fields and stuff. But, I mean, and, you know... Like, my house was a farm, you know, 2 years ago, so, and there's still a lot of farmland around there still.
Oh, I saw this thing on, Courtney was watching this thing on Animal Planet, it was like Animal ER or whatever.
And they're doing Animal Yar?
Animal Yar. Yes,
Animal Yar. Let's see.
Animal ER. And amongst other things, they were like putting radio transmitters in rattlesnakes,
mm-hmm.
and like they would anesthetize the snake and then put them in this long, long tube, and then just like carry the snake around in this tube,
yeah.
And then they poke the snake through to work on one part, and then they poke it back through the other way.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's nuts.
It's like one of those mailing tubes.
Yeah, it's smaller though, it's like that big around.
That's true. Yeah.
And it's usually like clear too, right?
Yeah. So that you can see that there's a snake inside it. I wonder what this poster's of.
Man, I hope it's Britney Spears.
Dude, did you see Britney Spears pregnant? Like, there's pictures of her, like, she's like sitting on a boat or something.
Uh-huh.
She's fucking enormous. It's like three Britney Spears. Very gross.
More curvy.
But she's wearing a bikini.
More for fetter, baby.
$6.95. You bought it already?
Yeah, I have fetterbaby.com. I got it for Cordy, but I guess I'll go ahead and set it up sometime soon.
You should add that picture to that and say, like, here I am.
My first publicity photo.
On this boat here. Mom's.
Yeah, but she's wearing this, like, pink bikini.
Me with
but, like, the top, like, there's, like, big black X's over the nipples. It's like, what?
Interesting.
Bad choice. Swamp trash.
See, you should speak as if you were better, baby, and you
that
say that.
Awesome.
Hey, bad,
I just do like a thing like Conan.
Bad,
like,
yeah, bad. Well,
this bikini
like,
is horrible. I mean, come on, you look like swamp trash.
Making us look like swamp trash.
Just like,
oh wait, you're swamp.
Superimpose my lips on her belly and be like, hey, come on.
Oh yeah, you can talk out of her belly button.
Yeah.
Then we also.
You just start doing it like this. belly button?
And you're like, mom, we love
her. That'd be awesome.
Let me still use those hammers.
Oh.
I was so excited. One time I got a spam that was like, do you like hammers?
Really?
It's the best spam ever. I was like, yeah, I like hammers, but I'd never heard of that before. Now it makes sense. Before that, I was like, this is the weirdest spam I don't ever got.
You mean like framing hammers or like attack hammer or what do you mean?
Sharing with some sledge.
Or like MC hammer?
18 pound sledgehammer?
Rubber mallet.
You wanna go?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go.
Rubber mallet. Do our outro.
No, there's no outro. We're gonna go on location.
Let's go.
On location to 7-Eleven.
Nah.
Put this one. Okay.
us walking.
Us at walking. No, wait. Us walking.
It
is?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that big yellow spot?
It looks like you stash your plastic container.
Oh, in the creamer cabinet?
Okay, I just put my water like that.
I put it in with the creamer because...
Because it's blue.
No. I put the cup with the creamer. I forget what I put.
It was
sugar?
What did you just call that? Sugar.
Weird.
You and Luke, like, he was telling Adam where he was putting his container sandwich. And he put it in the cabinet where the creamer is sugar.
That joke already in syndication? Comes on right after the coffee show.
Now we're outside. They call this sound seeing. When you describe what you're seeing, I think.
I've
heard of it. All right.
Is that what Howard Stern does? Like, and now I'm slapping the stripper's ass.
I don't know if that counts.
Before we get serious, what if I never...
Michael, of course, one of the co-hosts and stars of PTI, and a DC guy like me. We appreciate you.
Broadcast? That's probably a copyright.
Why? Verbal consent or express written consent? That's the question.
Even having it
implied oral consent.
Ah.
I am not.
Probably even worse because we're remixing it by talking on top
of it. No, then we're just sampling. Isn't that allowed? We only use like a few seconds from it, so we can... That's okay.
Just some guy's thoughts. We need our official traveling music.
Oh, okay. 94.1. 94.9.
Yeah.
No, 94.1.
Punto
uno.
Para información marque el 1-800-676-4059. Es Toyota de Dallas. Acompáñenos este miércoles de 5 a 6. Comienza mañana. Es la venta de agosto de otoño. Mañana se trata y ahorra 20% por toda la tienda y la mejor ropa de otoño.
Then I'll show me I got to
7-Eleven.
Remember we go out like
on the beach?
No, it's like a holiday special. Además, compra.
It's communist. They don't have, like, copyrights in communist
China. We own it. We, like, pay for the taxes, right?
Yeah.
It's my shit.
Supposed to be here.
If we donate $1 to NPR, then do we have rights to everything? Because, like, oh, it's...
From this fan.
Funding was provided in part by me.
What? Your drink is not major. Our drink is major.
Major is
the best.
He says that the flavor is the best.
Oh, okay.
Y tirar una pelota durante el juego de los productos especialmente marcados de Pepsi 2 litros.
No, 4 months ago he signed off that he had lung cancer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he said I read something. He said he was gonna, like, try to come back through chemo or whatever, but he just couldn't.
Did you see that Christopher Reeve's wife has lung cancer?
Really?
She doesn't even smoke.
That's a new black.
And like, now after she went through all of that,
Wait, I don't think I got that. What'd you say? Yeah. What'd you say, Adam?
Jackass score. Infinite.
Yeah, dude, you just totally, like, raised your jackass score, like, about 600 points.
You don't really raise your jackass score. The person's, like, right there. Why are they associating frogs with apple flavored refreshment?
Oh, it's a free frog.
Free frog.
Free frog.
Free frog.
Free frog. Frog shot.
Frog shot.
I want a free frog. Is that in?
No, frog tastes like crap. Like crap, yeah, like crap.
What
do
you say the guy
in the
green
smells
like?
Think he's a surrender monkey? No, froggy. Froggy surrender monkey. That's the French. Yeah, this
is not gross. What's that?
This one is kind of gross.
Alright.
Alright. Time for a real one. No, I'm gonna get one. Yeah, can I watch this?
Really pushing the limits of the podcast more by recording a 7-Eleven. I'm sure we don't have like the right permission to do that.
Go on location anywhere.
We even see they even like it. They're providing us free slurps.
Yeah.
For podcasts. This episode of Us at Lunch brought to you by Slurpee's Frog. Try it frog free at your local 7-Eleven.
Wow.
Supplies last.
By your frog slurpee.
Chad said, it's gross.
If you've been wondering what the sweat off a frog's bottle,
that's nasty. Hi. Hello.
How much was it? 118.
Oh, 118.
Is that it?
Jeff, you done? Oh, he's getting something. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Or is it?
It's purple, it's good. You done? You don't want anything? Yes, no?
Nah.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Above the title in Details Magazine, it says, Herpes is everywhere!
Herpes is everywhere.
There it is!
Oh. That's a car.
Oh.
I forgot about the travel music.
Oh,
porque tú me enseñaste a querer de esta forma, te quiero. Porque gracias a ti no sentí un amor tan sincero. Porque nadie me dio la ternura que a tu lado encuentro. Es por eso y por muchas razones que tanto te quiero.
Oh.
And then I got into your car after we came back from lunch. And it had the Hispanic station on.
Oh, yeah.
Why is the Eagle playing?
Did Eagle, like, sell out or something? Again?
Those ladies were looking at us really funny with the iPod at 7-Eleven. Did you notice that?
No.
Like, they could not stop looking at you.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, what is he doing? Yeah, what is that?
What's going on? I don't know.
Is that a radiation
attack?
They're
expecting him to turn black and like the background is red, like bright blue, and he starts dancing.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch her anymore. That first time?
Yeah.
That free for every day or whatever?
Yeah.
We had, you play fire with you. 40th
anniversary one from 2011.
I have this one.
Sweet.
But not really.
Thanks for driving.
Yeah, we're good.
See you.
Podcast over.
Podcast.